The same cold snap that delayed the races in Anchorage isn't letting up in the interior of Alaska. National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Bogel in Fairbanks says a high-pressure ridge continues to punt frigid air from the Yukon Territory. He says the cold mass is holding steady.
It looks like we're going to have another fairly cold week in store for the area. We're not really seeing any change in the weather pattern at all through the middle of the week, through at least Wednesday or Thursday. We're continuing to expect temperatures to hang out in a pretty tight temperature range between about 40 and 55 below in most of the valleys.
Bogel says the cold snap that began after Christmas produced the chilliest readings of the season in the interior yesterday.
The coldest we've seen during this whole outbreak, which has been, you know, we're kind of like in day 9 of the outbreak right now, would be O'Brien Creek, which is out along the Taylor Highway, and they were 65 below yesterday morning, and they've had a few days now with lows between 60 and 65 below. Another spot over there, Chicken, was down to 62 below, and Fort Yukon the last couple of mornings has come in at 60 and 61 below.
Bogel says Fairbanks area temperatures bottomed out somewhat warmer yesterday, but were still the coldest so far this winter.
You know, at the airport was 45 below. Down in the Rosie Creek area, 55 below. The Wood Smoke subdivision, which is in North Pole, has also been down to 55 below. And many reports, in the valleys, around Fairbanks, between 50 and 55 below the last few days.
The cold snap's extended duration is taking a toll on area residents. But Bogel says Fairbanks has been consistently about 10 degrees short of daily record lows and is still far from breaking the record for successive days at minus 40 or colder. An advisory is in effect for dense ice fog and near zero visibility in the Fairbanks North Pole area. Ice fog over the weekend forced postponement of the Fairbanks fireworks show to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Alaska's statehood. The show will be rescheduled. Bogel says long-range forecast models show a chance for some moderation in the cold weather pattern later this week.